Brent Eason, welcome to SEN.
Thank you, Jared. Thanks for having me.
So two foundation questions, as we did with Mark Warne-Smith the other morning. Where does Alec Bunny Eason sit in your family tree?
Right. It's going back some generations now, but Alec was my father's grandfather, so my great-grandfather. He started his football down in Geelong with his brother Bill. He played most of his footy down there, captained the side and made the team of the century, which was pretty impressive for us, albeit it was on the bench. But so we obviously got a big kick out of him having done that. He later moved across to the Tigers and then finished up at the Doggies, where our family love affair began with the Footscray Football Club.
We're going to pull at that in a moment, but the second foundation question is, where in the world will you be watching the 2021 Grand Final?
I'll be watching it from a very small village called Batou, which is about half hour drive north of Barcelona, if you head inland, not along the coast. It's a very tiny village at the foothills of a mountain called Montserrat, which is pretty famously known for giving its importance to Gaudi and his work throughout Barcelona, a famous architect in Barcelona. So it's a lovely spot, a beautiful, lovely spot that we live in. I'll be watching it in my lounge room with the boys, with our footy jumpers on and the scarves, and hopefully watching the boys do the job.
How have you come to live in Colbato?
A long story. I'll give you the short one. I left Australia as a young 21-year-old to do a bit of travelling around Europe with friends and mates, and so fell in love with a young Spanish girl, and she lives from here. So that was the end of it.
How tangible a connection to home is footy for you then?
Look, it's probably the most my dad and I talk about. We often FaceTime as much as we can, and it chews up all of our conversation. Obviously, over the last few years, especially in 2016, when we were deciding if we were going to make the finals in the first place, and then obviously thinking that we were never going to win it. And the last few years with the boys is getting a strong team back together again. A few long chats on whether we thought Bevo should be hanging around. That's what he did. But yeah, it's just something that very much keeps us in touch with what's at home, and especially at the moment with everything on the social media. It's great for the boys. My boys are 10 and 12. And I get to see what it means to everyone back there.
So are your boys are indoctrinated in the way of the Bulldogs?
They are, very much so. My mother and my sister actually are St Kilda supporters, so they tried to push them in another direction early on, but no, they're very much Bulldogs. And they love the game. Unfortunately, they've never been able to see a live match as yet. That will come sometime in the future, but they do love it. They play football, European football themselves, but they do love the game.
If the world was a bit different, Brent, do you think you would have made the emergency dash home to try to be at the grand final?
The one reason we didn't do it in 2016 is because we thought we never had a chance.
Yes.
this year, it could very well have been in the plans. It's just, increasingly difficult overseas travel these days, especially with Australia. And it's normally you can control any distance anxieties with the fact that you can jump on a plane at any time. With losing that freedom of being able to jump on that plane and getting home, it makes things a bit tougher. But
yep.
Yeah, well, I would like to have thought that we would have made the trip, but it's easy to say that without without being able to.
What does your wife, what does your Spanish wife make of your devotion to Aussie rules?
Well, yeah, she can't really understand it. She doesn't understand a lot of Australian sports. She thinks we design them to last as long as they do so we can drink as many beers as we possibly can. But she's very much in favour. She cheers and yells at the TV as well. She sees how much we get a kick out of it. And I did take her back to Australia, and we travelled some time throughout Australia, and I played for Mount Elijah Red Leagues, and they had they put on a champions game, but an old timers game down there, and I actually put the boots on to show her how I played.
Yep.
Which was probably a mistake in the end. I think I lasted 5 minutes and had to sit on the bench for the rest of the game. But she enjoys it, and she has a laugh with the rest of us.
Very good, very good. So Alec Eason, your great-grandfather, the Bulldogs part of the story. So to do the reading is to realise that he's caught up probably at the maximum time of friction between the VFL and the VFA. When he plays for Footscray in the VFA, it is rather gloriously documented by the Sporting Globe that he's the highest paid footballer of the day at £12 a week.
Yes, it's incredible to think that... I don't think they were doing it for the money back then, that's for sure.
Yes. What's your what's your favourite part of his story that's been passed down from a Footscray perspective?
Look, when Geelong put a day on for us down there, for the whole Eason family, it was fantastic because we actually learnt more about Alec from Geelong than we have from the Footscray side of things. Mm-hmm. And we went down there, and there was a man by the name of Colin Hutchinson, who was, I believe he's an historian.
Yeah, he is.
Geelong. And he ran through a lot of old stories for us about when the Geelong team played against England in cricket and a whole lot of stuff. And it was really fantastic to hear. One of my favourite ones, obviously, was his nickname was Bunny. And our family was led to believe that that had to do with his speed across the football pitch and how he played. But Colin filled us in that was more to do with his off-field antics rather than on-field antics, which was quite surprising. But it was very nice. And Geelong did a fantastic job for it down there. They have a street named after him, obviously, just next to the ground. And we went and had a wander around there and everything. So they put on a fantastic day for the family. It was really good.
Yep. But your hearts are Bulldog hearts.
Definitely. My father grew up a stone throw from Witten Oval. I remember as a young boy going and watching Dougie Hawkins run down the wing. It was some of my fondest memories. Some of my coldest and wet memories as well, but some of my fondest memories going out there and watching the games. And we've since got, they had an offer out there at the Witten Oval where you could get names on seats. So my kids have actually got their names on seats out at the Witten Oval, which one day we'll get out there to sit in as well and maybe watch the boys have a train or something.
Beautiful. So it'll be 11:15 in the morning. So it'll be a very civil hour. Is that right, when the game's played?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. 11th, it'll feel like more of a Melbourne time zone for me over here, actually. So we'll get up. The boys have got a game early in the morning, or one of them does. So we'll go and watch that. I'll have the earplugs in listening to your guys' broadcast in the lead-up. And then we'll get home and put it on the big TV and get stuck in. Put some snaggers on the barbie.
Haha, nice.
We're still enjoying some summer weather at the moment over here, so it should be a great day. And if we can celebrate the Doggies win, fantastic. And if Melbourne get up too, look, I'll be wrapped for them. We have a couple of cousins on my mother's side who are Melbourne supporters that live in WA, And they got in contact with my dad and said, what's going on? Can we get a barcode? So he's actually sending a Melbourne supporter to the game. Oh. I'm not sure if something that's going to be positive or negative, but he's, at least we'll have an Eastern family member at the game.
Brilliant. It's a great family story, Brent. Thanks for sharing it with us, and give him a big cheer in Colbato on Saturday morning.
Thank you, Jared. Thanks for your time, mate.